This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We're going to spend some time now on health care. In a moment, what the presidential candidates are saying they'll do to improve the health care system. That system is under attack on both coasts. In New York, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is investigating the insurance industry. He accuses health care companies of rigging rates and defrauding patients. And here in California, Los Angeles City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo is promising to investigate controversial practices like canceling a patient's policy when he or she gets sick. Joining me now is Lisa Gurian. She's been covering these stories for the LA Times. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, let's start with Los Angeles. What exactly is Rocky Delgadillo doing?
He quietly, for several months, has been investigating insurance industry practices which involve canceling coverage for individual policyholders after they submit claims for medical care, so after they get sick. And he believes that this might violate some insurance and healthcare laws in California.
And what do the healthcare companies say about that?
The companies believe that they're operating within the law. They believe that it's necessary and unfortunate that in a rare number of cases, they are forced to drop people who they believe lied on their applications for coverage about pre-existing conditions. Many of these patients have subsequently sued the insurers, alleging that they were honest and may have made inadvertent errors or forgotten something that their doctor put in their chart 20 years ago that's inconsequential now and are being wrongly canceled because the insurers are trying to avoid their costs.
And I understand he has set up a website where people can log their complaints and tell their stories about what's happened to them?
Yes. As far as I can tell, it's the first of its kind in this kind of an investigation. And they are looking for information from patients. Also, they're looking for information from hospitals and physicians and current and former employees of health insurance companies about these practices and others. It's a pretty wide-ranging investigation, but initially, at least, they're focusing on this cancellation practice known also as rescission in the industry.
And Lisa, in New York State, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is also investigating healthcare companies, but for something different. He's actually looking into fraud and whether or not patients are being overcharged.
Exactly. He's looking at when patients go out of their insurance networks to physicians and they believe that their insurance company is going to pay 80% of those costs, and they go in for a physician visit and they learn that their bill at the end, that their insurance carrier might pay $62 for that, and their part of the bill is $138, and they're trying to figure out what just happened to me.
So what do the insurance companies say they're doing there?
Well, the insurance companies say they're providing a valuable service, that they are trying to hold down costs for consumers and patients and for the employers who also chip in for those health care premiums.
And they're trying to discourage patients from going out of network, right?
Absolutely, yeah, because they're in-network doctors for the privilege of being in their networks and seeing most of their patients. They've agreed to accept lower rates.
Lisa, are there similar issues happening elsewhere, or is this simply in New York and California for the moment?
Well, for now, this is the first I'm aware that law enforcement authorities lately have gotten involved at looking at health insurers. I think there's been some activity in Florida, but mostly this is stuff that's supervised by regulators. Because most big insurance companies, it's a highly consolidated industry, operate nationwide and in many states, the practices look similar across the country, and the complaints that I hear from people across the country are very similar. But this is the first pass that law enforcement officials are taking at it that I'm aware of.
Lisa Gurian is a writer for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.